Regina. Four Saskatchewan Party MLAs have decided not to seek re-election, and some prominent names are included in that list. The most notable is Don Morgan, longtime MLA for Saskatoon Southeast, who is currently minister responsible for the Crown Investments Corporation. The Sask Party announced Morgan as one of four MLAs not running again. Also not running is another cabinet minister, Dana Skoropad, the current Minister of Environment. He is in his first term as MLA for Arm River. Two other longtime MLAs are also not running again. Fred Bradshaw has been MLA for Carrot River Valley since 2007 and Delbert Kirsch has been MLA for Batoche since 2003. The announcement brings to six the number of Sask Party MLAs who are leaving after the 2024 election. Kindersley MLA Ken Francis and Yorkton MLA Greg Ottenbright previously announced they were not running again. Premier Scott Moe issued this statement on the four latest announcements. I want to thank Dan, Delbert, Fred, and Dana for their many years of service to their constituents and all the people of Saskatchewan. I will miss their contribution to our party and our government, but I am also looking forward to working with the new Saskatchewan party candidates in those constituencies. The news of Morgan's decision made the biggest waves in political circles as he had been one of the leading members of the government for years. Morgan has been an MLA since 2003 and has held numerous high-profile roles in Sask party governments under Brad Wall and Scott Moe. Morgan posted his own statement on social media about his decision not to run again. It has been my absolute privilege to have served as the MLA for Saskatoon Southeast since 2003. It has been a fascinating time for our province. We have seen it grow from a wee province to one that has taken its rightful place in Confederation. I have been proud to have been part of that change. I have worked for two of the best premiers that our nation has seen. Saskatchewan is a wonderful place. It is with some sadness that I am announcing that I will not be running in the 2024 election. I have had five terms and it is time to pass the torch to someone else. My health is good, and Sandy and I would like to travel and to spend some time together. I will be 74 at the time of the next election. I think the voters should have an opportunity for a fresh face. Thanks to the many friends, family, voters, workers, donors, and volunteers who have supported us. It has been gratifying and humbling. They are the ones who deserve the credit for where our province has gone and is going. I will continue to serve the citizens of Saskatoon Southeast until the election in October 2024. Thank you to everyone. The news has brought a reaction from residents including Lori Job, president of the Saskatchewan Federation of Labour. With recent developments in Saskatchewan's political climate, it is not particularly surprising that Minister Morgan is retiring, she stated. In his historic tenure with the Labour portfolio, I have particularly appreciated his dutiful attention to the prevention of workplace harassment and violence. I am hopeful that the next minister will work closely with our federation to make meaningful progress for working people. A bit sad to see this news from at Saskmwa, posted Senator Denise Batters on the X platform. Congratulations to Don Morgan on a fantastic political career. Always a solid minister, a dedicated MLA, and a super person. I loved working for at Sask MLA as his chief of staff for his first 4.5 years as a cabinet minister. The Saskatchewan Party also announced Friday that nomination dates have been set for six more ridings. Those include nominations for incumbents Everett Hindley in Swift Current on October 4, Todd Gowdy in Melfort October 12, Warren Kedding in Melville Saltcoats on October 23, Tim McLeod in Moose Jaw North on October 30, Paul Merriman in Saskatoon Silver Spring on November 1, and Joe Hargrave IM Prince Albert Carleton on November 23. The party has nominated 19 candidates to run in the 2024 election. The latest incumbents confirmed to run again are Doug Steele, who was nominated this week in Cypress Hills, and Agriculture Minister David Marrett, who was nominated to run again in Wood River.